It's Universal!
This is the wizarding world of Harry Potter.
Running to Hogwarts.
Look, look, here comes Bumblebee and Optimus Prime.
This is Transformers The Ride.
Careful, here come the walkers. Hurry, they're after you.
This is the Walking Dead attraction.
This is incredible!
This is amazing!
This is Universal. Come join us at Universal Studios Hollywood and visit us online to get our California Neighbor Pass with over 175 days for only $149. Pass valid for 9 months from selected first visit date. Blackout dates and restrictions apply.
George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551, 800-607-3551, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations is insisting that the Europeans do more to compensate Tehran for economic losses inflicted by U.S. sanctions. Otherwise, Iranians will continue to exceed limits on their nuclear fuel production.
Europeans very much want to see Iran return to its commitments under the nuclear deal. Europeans are saying return to the limits, return back. But the Europeans are in a very difficult position. They have the U.S. pressure on the one hand, increasing sanctions, and then they have Iran saying you need to make things easier for us and for our economy to mitigate those U.S. sanctions.
BBC correspondent Bethany Bell reporting from Vienna. President Trump will be traveling to Wisconsin to push for congressional approval of the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada. The White House says Mr. Trump will head to Milwaukee on Friday to visit Derco Aerospace, a division of Lockheed Martin. News and analysis at townhall.com. Britain's ambassador to the United States has resigned. Ambassador Kim Derrick stepped down Wednesday, days after a British newspaper published leaked diplomatic cables expressing the envoy's dim views of the Trump administration. Dana Allen, an expert on U.S.-British relations, says the resignation of Britain's ambassador to the United States is a symptom of something larger.
They're obviously both disruptive to their individual countries, but the interaction of the two has proved kind of poisonous.
Allen says the mix of President Trump and Brexit, it's challenging the strength of the special relationship chaired by the two nations.
I think it just highlights the difficulties that the Trump presidency and the huge fight in the United Kingdom over Brexit have caused to the relationship.
Derrick had been set to retire at the end of this year. More on these stories available at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And listen, get involved, get engaged. Head up to the website. That would be therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Sign up for texting TRS. It's real simple. Just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Give you an idea who's going to be on the show and what's coming on and the topics we're going to be discussing. You know, there's just so much going on out there. You need to be informed. You need to be engaged. But I've got, you know, a pretty packed hour for you today. And we're going to start off with Mark Sutherland. He's coming to us from across the pond, as they used to say. He's a film producer, commentator, and general overall troublemaker, but we can't give his exact location out because we don't want him to get in trouble. Mark, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, Joe. Lovely to be back. Thank you very much for having me on.
And people, you know, we're watching what's happening in Canada, and we're watching what's happening in England, and I was explaining to somebody the other day that England does not share the same... what we refer to as freedom of speech, which is slowly being strangled. You don't have a freedom of speech policy, if you would, do you?
Not in one sense, in the fact that you have the constitution. I mean, this is the whole debate, that since Magna Carta, we do have a constitution and codified laws. And we have had a parliamentary democracy that we've evolved over the last 350 years. But in regard to free speech, saying this is our sort of First Amendment, I would say to you, you're absolutely right. But then again, we have an incredible tradition of free speech. If we look over the years, if we go back to like the Second World War, for argument's sake, and we had people like Mosley speaking with his own brown shirts and Nazi supporter speaking on in this country, and then you had devout communists being allowed to speak in this country as well. We have seen that in the past. We have allowed that to happen. And, you know, various comments like within the very famous Oxford Union 50 years ago would have been talking about this, talking about censoring even 50 years ago. But, Joe, no, you're right. And now, as you are fully aware, I believe we're now facing a precipice because of the particular case of Tommy Robinson, which will be going forward to the Old Bailey, where he'll be in the Old Bailey tomorrow for a sentencing. And in Canada, as you and you raise that point, where we've got Trudeau saying, you know, I've got $600 million Canadian dollars to offer to press that's going to be nice to me, writing op-eds, etc. In other words, controlling the press. So we are, Joe, we are at a very, very dangerous precipice tomorrow, because freedom of speech in this country is, there is no doubt about it, is profoundly, 100% under attack. It's what's going on right before our eyes right now.
Well, I got to tell you something. I, to a degree, I love your parliament. I love the way they, we'll say, speak at each other, you know, when they're trying to get a point across. I've always enjoyed that. Great entertainment. Does the Queen ever speak up or speak out, if you would, in a proper way, on these kind of issues? Or would it really hold any real weight?
No, even though sometimes she has been recorded for off-the-cuff remarks. But going back into history, that was dealt with by the parliamentarians under Oliver Cromwell, which was to wrestle the control of this country from the king at that time, Charles I, so that parliament then became the prerogative. That's where we have evolved our parliamentary democratic decision, democratic running inverted commas, nation, I say sarcastically, as we look at Brexit, where I believe it's been suspended. So we have evolved over these 350 years into the system that we have, which has been hijacked since we joined the European Union, or then we joined the common market in 1973, where at that point we lost the sovereignty of our nation, even though people would within Parliament would actually deny that. Where we have a parliament that, as I, when I've been on your show previously, where I've talked about the fact that we have a Remainer parliament. We have a parliament that does not want to respect the democratic decision of this nation. You have a, you know, a constitutional republic. You have an electoral college, etc. And you have all of those checks and balances for a reason. We seem to be, we have reached a point where even when parliamentary parties like the Labour Party, Conservative Party, put in their manifesto in 2017 that we would be leaving the EU, and we look how far we've come, where we haven't yet, there's now a huge pushback from the Remainers to make sure that someone like Boris Johnson actually doesn't win, etc. So answering your question, in a roundabout way, no, the Queen is not in that particular position. However, it doesn't, it hasn't stopped her son, dear Prince Charles, writing many, many letters to government ministers complaining about this or complaining about that. And that came out, I think, in the last year or 18 months, whatever government. So he has expressed his opinion.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit more about the control of the people. Do the people really... I will talk about the other side of the break. I don't want to give too much of it away. Joe Mastrangelo, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly, and I mean truly being part of the conversation. Let's just get right to it because, you know, we don't get him on that often, and we're getting some good information here. Mark Sutherland joins me. He's a film producer, commentator, and got a great amount of information of what's going on over in the UK. Mark, again, thanks for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Joe. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, let's get we were talking a little bit, you know, on the other side of the break about Brexit and the you know, the British people. You know, when it comes to Brexit, they voted for it. How can they be ignored? I mean, is it that easy? Can it that easily be overwritten by Parliament?
Well, we're seeing the elites being exposed, our own swamp being exposed. And I think for those of us that the 17,410,742 people that voted out with a majority of over a million have been, you know, after a number of months of then suddenly seeing in shock with the fact that the Parliament is not representing what people voted for. And you're absolutely right, because there's now a discussion that whoever become, well, I mean, personally, I put my my cards on the table out of Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt. I'm hoping that, I'm praying that Boris Johnson will win and will actually put through the particular mandate from the people, and that we will leave. And God willing, we leave without a deal. We don't need a deal. You know, we can trade under WTO Article 24 rules. We've always said this. And there has been this talk about what's called proroguing Parliament, to suspend Parliament until we actually leave. And then you've got MPs, a previous Prime Minister like John Major today, saying, I will go to court over this. I will fight this if there's any discussion about trying to suspend the government. Now, in the past, there has been a precedent in recent time, I think, under when Tony Blair was Parliament. And I can't remember exactly what was going on. But this discussion of suspending that has been there before. And it is shocking to then find out that you then have a pro-Remain Parliament where you have people on all sides of the House in all different political parties. And you talked about the fact that you love watching our Parliament, you love the way they debate and all the rest. Fair enough. But actually, what we've then discovered, in many ways, it's all show. I mean, as I the fact is that the Parliament in Legoland has more power than we actually have in proper Westminster. It was our democracy, we lost the sovereignty of our nation in 1973, where the then supposed Conservative Prime Minister Ted Heath took us in. All of that, because we have been participating in the bureaucratic tyranny, which is what is called now the European Union. We joined it when it was the common market, right. And it then became the European Economic Union. And then it's always been about political union when it was founded as an idea between Jean Monnet and Arthur Salter in 1923. It's always been there. But this information is not given to the people at all. It's a bit like the formation of your Federal Reserve in 2013 and the impact that it had on you as a country in regard to taxation and all the rest. So, and that was never explained. So that is where we're at. So yes, we are fighting. We are in a in a civil war, I personally believe. We're suddenly back to roundheads and cavaliers in that sense, but we're not in a shooting war. And okay, you know, thank God for that on one level. But we are, there's things boiling. If you do not, on October the 31st, you know, Hallows Eve and all that, and you can't make it up, the particular date that I've actually
it's perfect.
It's wonderful. And then we could all have a good laugh about what costumes we would like to bring, give Juncker and all the rest. But the problem is, it's profoundly serious. It won't be there by then anyway. So for your listeners, it's so difficult on one hand, where we suddenly think, well, hold on a minute, we have a parliament, and then we have this European Parliament where you vote to put a member of the European Parliament in, and you can't suggest legislation. All they have to do is they have to ratify or not legislation that's given by 26 unelected commissioners. Excuse me. It's a Marxist socialist construct. That is what is actually going on. It has never been properly audited. Doing a paper trail, find out where the money's going. And as all the recent members of the Brexit Party who went over there recently, and Rees Mogg, our well-known Brexiteer over here and Conservative Member of Parliament, his sister is now an MEP in the Brexit Party, and noted the fact that when she went to the underground car park, she could not believe the cars, the expenses of the cars, etc., etc. And of course, over there is a private shopping centre where these members of the European Parliament can go and shop and all this. It's bureaucratic tyranny. We have faced that as a nation since 1992. There is all this paperwork that has come down the track. So when we've got MPs, we have the Liberal Party,
right,
going, you know, well, basically we want to remain. We want to remain. We want to overturn this decision. Today, the Labour Party confirmed, even though they said in 2017 that they would say, right, we're going to leave, this is what the people voted for, this is in our manifesto, they have now changed that. They are now pushing for another referendum to stay. You cannot make any of this up. But what it's doing, and thank God for, you know, President Trump. What's happened as the when Donald J. Trump became the president, from then, the swamp on your side of the pond really began to be revealed. You began to see it over a number of years for a number of us that were observing and awake. You began to see that, and then it was really highlighted. And what has happened is that our swamp has been revealed over here big time. The elites, and the crossover is profoundly, to me and others, is profoundly shocking. Because you're turning around and going, well, hold on a minute, what is the point of voting then? You ask us to vote on something. David Cameron at that time, for June the 23rd, leading up to that referendum in 2016, said, right, this is going to be a once and for all, you know, we'll be out.
All right, when we come back, I want to hit on Theresa May leaving and the UK ambassador gone. You know, it's all Trump's fault. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking to the press. This after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have called for his resignation.
Facts are important, and facts are being overlooked. This matter started as a state matter. It was prosecuted initially by the state of Florida and not by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The man accused of murdering University of Utah student Mackenzie Lueck is being formally charged. The Salt Lake City District Attorney is charging Ayula Ajije with four counts.
Criminal homicide, aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstructing justice, abuse or desecration of a human body.
And Vice President Mike Pence is in California taking a look at some of the earthquake damage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, engaging, whether you're in the chat room or sending me emails or what have you. I do appreciate your time with us very much. Mark Sutherland is with me. He's a film producer and commentator. He's coming to us from across the pond because there's so much going on in England. Well, it somewhat affects us here, as you heard recently. The UK ambassador who resigned, you know, he was such a nice man, and he resigned because Trump was such a bully. Right, Mark?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, the nice man of sending in cables that I think the administration is inept, and we're not sure whether they are going to get out of the ineptness, or there might be something in this Russian collusion meddling and all this kind of thing. And as you and I were just saying off air, are these... They're sort of permanently seem delusion. They will not face up to the fact that things have happened where Mr. Mueller, quite rightly, I think maybe I'm just being kind by calling him Mr. Mueller, has found the fact that there are no allegations in regard to, the Trump campaign conspiring with the Russians and all this kind of thing, even if potentially, you know, the Five Eyes sort of spy agencies around the world contributed to this. Can I just read you something? Because I am regularly engaging with my local member of parliament. And so I just managed to get this letter from the Foreign Commonwealth Office, care of Sir Alan Duncan, who was quoted in our press today and is in utter shock, stroking all the civil servants that have gone into meltdown and offended by the fact that the President of the United States is actually sticking up for his country and actually using the modern medium of tweeting to hit back, which they don't seem to like. But I wrote a letter saying, will Theresa May be apologising to Donald Trump, President Trump, when he's over, for potentially using the GCHQ to spy on the Trump campaign? And without going through a load of it, I would just say the UK government has a long-standing policy of not commenting on intelligence matters. But exceptionally, the GCHQ issued the following statement on 17th of March 2017 about the specific allegation your constituent raises. Recent allegations made by the media commentator Judge Andrew Napolitano about GCHQ being asked to conduct wiretapping against the then president-elect are nonsense. They are utterly ridiculous and should be ignored. The then Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson endorsed the statement when questioned in the House of Commons on the 28th of March 2017. Personally, I don't believe them, but some call me a conspiracy theorist. Maybe because Dan Bongino, writing that fantastic book confirming the fact that the then head of GCHQ, Hannigan, then stepped down a few days afterwards, where Mr. Trump then became President Trump. And also, you know, Hannigan did meet at directorial level with Brennan, the then head of the CIA, the ex-member of the sort of Communist Party in America. Oh, I slipped that one in. I mean, we could go on. And they then think that we're rather foolish. So the ambassador has gone. It's caused utter chaos over here. People, opposition, shadow opposition person, Emily Thornberry, who I don't have any time for whatsoever, going, look, we're being bullied by this dreadful president again. Isn't it awful? Isn't it awful? And all this kind of thing. And the left-wing press making as much hay and mayhem as they can over here. Actually, I think what they're finally beginning to realise is that if the president says something, he is and has been quite offended, he's going to grab that bat and smack it out of the park and just say, I'm not.
He's always said, talk about a man that does what he says he's going to do.
Yeah,
he has always said, you punch me, I'm going to punch back.
Punch
and
back.
I'm going to punch you harder. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And also, it goes back, I've talked about this before, Nigel Evans MP, who's in the Westminster Parliament, soon after, in one of the green rooms there, turned around and said, look, you know, President Trump, Donald J. Trump has now become the president. He's the president-elect, and 63 million Americans have voted for. That's the decision that they have made. We have to respect that. And the thing is that President-elect Trump, as he was then, will go down, most probably, as the first politician in history that actually would do what he said he would do. That is a British MP saying this. We're not making any of this up.
Right.
And then the other thing, because I raised this earlier, is the fact that yesterday, and we see the tit for tat, and we see the revelation of really how people really think, is the fact that Theresa May then tweets the fact that she met with Cindy McCain, I think, last night. Now, that was a deliberate shot across his bow because the fact that he didn't get on, I'm not speaking ill of the dead, with John McCain, and we go through that particular person's, you know, politically what he stood for, voted for. I think I am not out of order in saying that he was a rhino, Republican in name only, etc., etc. And then when he was running for president, who's the female that was vice president that was his running mate at that time
Sarah Palin.
So yes. Sarah Palin was then asked to not bring up anything about, Obama and all this kind of thing, you know. And then what you realized, again, it comes down to your swamp. It comes down to our swamp here.
You've got where
they're all, they're all playing both sides. And it's interesting when Steve Bannon turned around and said that, you know, us voting to leave the EU then spurred on the Trump campaign at that time. And then people just seeing turning a corner. They are denying the fact that populism says people want to run their own country.
They want to rule over themselves. That's why they left you. Yeah. They came here to rule over
themselves. That's why you had 17. Yeah, we you know, the Mayflower came over, et cetera, et cetera. Puritans coming over from Europe. And also, you know, then we had a little fracas in 1776. And you have been the biggest and most incredible experiment in self-rule.
Yep. That,
and then you've reached a point where you've got, you know, Democrats who are total and utterly out and out communism.
Listen, Mark, we got lazy. We don't understand what we have. You know, foreigners that came here and became American citizens that are now proud American citizens, that's the first thing on their mouths. The problem is you guys have never been oppressed. You don't understand. You have a great thing here. And it's true. We're spoiled to a degree. Hey, before you run out of time, and speaking about things that we really don't give second thought to, Tommy Robinson is about very close to going to jail for quite some time, isn't he?
Absolutely. Potentially, yes. I mean, because he was outside a Leeds court last May reporting within the guidelines of the judiciary how you report on a particular case. All the information was out in the public square, etc., etc. I believe it's something like he was there is a particular pamphlet that he was actually following. He'd even done a course because of a previous warning. They then arrested him then. Within 5 hours, he was doing 13 months in jail. He was then in solitary confinement for 3 months and then on appeal was out. They're then retrying for this, him. They're retrying him because he stood outside a court asking men that had just been convicted for a Pakistani men statement for grooming gang. Underage girls. That is what they've been convicted for. On average, I think 13 to 15 years. And he was asking them, how do they feel about that? And the abuse that he got from them. He was doing what every single other journalist does up and down this country every single day. And also on the day that when he was going into court, the journalists that were haranguing him, people like Lucy Manning, etc., where he, if you go on Tommy Robinson News, if you find him on Telegram and follow that, you will get all that information there. And so this is, it's a precedent. No one has been convicted of anything like this for 60 years in this country. Wow. And I understand that within judiciary, that if you are going to be sentenced to more than 6 months, a 6 month sentence, you need to be before a jury. You know, that is not happening. A wow. judge. And the problem is, like you over there, we are seeing our judiciary weaponized. That's what has been going on since Tony Blair et al. And a massive sort of progressiveness and liberalization. That is where it's gone. It's now weaponized.
Well, Mark, I was listening to you, not watching the clock. We're out of time. We'll put up information on how to contact you. Thanks for staying up and coming on with us. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, hang around. Deneen Borelli is going to come on with us. She also is having trouble with Facebook and a few other social media outlets. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But I want to get to my next guest because, you know, the theme for the hour has been, you know, is freedom of speech being squelched. But it's even worse than that. When you think of what happened in 2018 to some of the commentators, the conservative commentators out there, and you see what's happening today in the message not being able to get out. We're being, they say, throttled back, whatever word you want to use, funneled, throttled back, whatever it is. You know, it is stopping the message. And it's stopping the message from sane, good, solid people. I'm not talking about the right wing and the left wing whack people. I'm talking about the people that are laying down, you know, honest information, real facts to help you try to decide who to vote for. And one of those people I've always had respect for, I love the way she lays down information, is Deneen Borelli. And she joins me now because Facebook has throttled her back. And, you know, she's having the same challenges that some of the rest of us are having. Deneen, thanks for being with me tonight. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, Joe, thank you. And thanks for shining a spotlight on this really big problem that's happening.
Yeah, well, you know what, the biggies, you know, when they talk about it, when you talk about Prager University and what have you, and people get bits and pieces of that, but there's a lot of us locals that are trying to get the information out there, and, you know, we can easily be squelched. We can't push back. You are one of those people who recently got throttled back on Facebook. You had a great base that was listening to you, and what happened? Tell people what went down.
Well, so really it's a war against conservatives on social media, Joe. I worked with Blaze TV for a number of years. I had a regular video that came out called Here's the Deal. And basically my video was about the truth, providing viewers and listeners about the facts on important issues that are facing our country today. And what Facebook did was change their algorithms. In fact, this something that happened right after my CPAC speech, which is when I noticed the significant drop in numbers, my husband and I noticed, right after my CPAC speech this year, and the numbers dwindled from millions of viewers down to like 30,000 viewers, and that will pop up in a matter of days. I would get that number of viewers in a matter of hours. The drop in viewership was very significant. And unfortunately, with viewership, you need to generate income. And unfortunately, my views dropped and the advertising revenue dropped as well. So Facebook lowered the hammer on me, and as of recent days, I'm no longer with Blaze TV.
You know, I tell people all the time, they have to understand that we're not all Rush Limbaughs, right? We're not making $17 million a month or whatever it is he makes. I don't really know. But a lot of us depend on those numbers, on social media, on radio and other places, in order to bring in sponsors and you know, to be able to put our shows out there. And they don't realize that things like this will really make it, they're squelching your voice. They're not just hurting your wallet, but they're squelching your voice. And here's the funny thing about it. There's a lot, and forgive me, you don't have to get on board with me on this one, but there's a lot of hardcore right-wing wackos out there that they kind of leave alone because they sound whacked, and they don't have to really do anything with them. But the ones like you, and I'll throw myself in the same in the same bucket, who are trying to lay out facts, trying to teach people where to look and what to look for and how to find it themselves. I don't spoon-feed my listeners. I tell them to go look for certain things, and it helps them, and it helps them grow, and they're coming at us with a vengeance. You would think the war was between, Deneen Borelli and Facebook, or Joe Messina and Facebook. Is there any way out of this?
Well, you laid it out nicely. You know, we are fact-based, content-focused, and we're trying to educate Americans. Don't just take our word for it. Do your research as well. But we're not screaming memes, and we're just trying to get the information out there because there are so many places that people can go to, and thank goodness for shows like you and for what you do, Joe, to try to get the word out to educate folks. But listen, this is something that people cannot ignore anymore because the number of Americans who have been affected by this on a daily basis is staggering. And because I'm a prominent person and people can see it firsthand, you have everyday Americans who have been harmed as well simply because of a comment they made or a view that they espouse. And so these numbers are gathering. Folks are taking notice. I can't tell you how many comments and feedback I've gotten in emails, on social media, on Twitter. People are throwing their hands up. They're angry. They want to know what they can do to support folks like you and me. And it's just come to that point where something really does need to be done.
Well, I've got people in my chat room right now saying, hey, we wonder what happened to her. How do we get a hold of her? How do we, you know, we just put your website up there as well. And that's it. The people, you know, all of a sudden somebody's gone or they don't get as many messages and they're trying to figure out what's going on. My own dad at one point in time said, hey, I'm not getting notices about your show anymore. What's up? Are you still on? It's my father. My God, you got to pick up the phone.
Sure.
And call me. But so you know something's happening at that point in time. And you're right. Now, the average person is sitting there saying, okay, so what do we do? How do we make this happen? How do we help you guys? Well, there's several ways to help you, but everybody always says we need a new platform. Hey, go to this platform. You got, what do we have? MeWe, you have Life.us. I mean, you got all these platforms out there. Do we need to fight the ones that are there? Or in your opinion, should we support one or two of those platforms?
Well, I would say do everything you possibly can. It's not easy to have these type of platforms. They're expensive. It takes a lot of work to run them, to man them. Support whatever mechanism and platform that you can. I've noticed a lot of people have literally dropped off of Facebook completely because they're frustrated. But do what you can. And unfortunately, we're in this position. You know, there is no easy answer or recommendation in terms of what people can do. Of course, there are ways that you can fight back yeah, you can contact Facebook and the executives and Mark Zuckerberg and send emails or whatever. Where that will get you, I don't know. But I think the main thing to say is that there are more of us than there are of them.
Yep.
So if there is someone out there that can make a difference and find a way for us to fight back and have another platform that can afford it and make it work, make it happen, that would be amazing. But right now, this is what we're facing. This is what we're up against. And it's harming a lot of Americans.
You know, Deneen, I'm on a fairly large school board in California. And, you know, the first few years, I would have swore there wasn't a conservative teacher in the group. And then after I was on there for a few years and they saw that I was serious about what I was doing, it wasn't just a political move, they started coming out of the woodwork. And you are so right. There are so many more of us than there are of them. We need to step up. We need to speak out. We don't need to be jerks about it, but we need to step up, speak out, stand our ground, and protect our kids and protect our rights. And for some odd reason, they have browbeat us over the years to make us believe that that's not the right thing to do or to be afraid of doing it. You know, you think I'm right?
You're absolutely right. No one should be afraid to stand up for what they think and what they believe in. And you got to keep in mind with these social media platforms, the 2020 presidential election is right around the corner.
Yep.
So they're going to be picking winners and losers and trying to censor and silence people who don't agree with their liberal propaganda. So they have an agenda. Their agenda is set in stone, and they're already moving the mechanisms around to silence people. So folks need to keep an eye on this, pay attention to it, see what's going on, and push back where you can to let them know that you're not going to stand for this anymore, and that changes really do need to be made with these monopolies when you look at Facebook and the different platforms that they own and that they really push down their progressive liberal agenda on those who want to have a voice.
All right, so Deneen, where do people find you? Are you still doing videos right now that they can check out and learn from?
Well, right now, folks can go to my website, DeneenBorelli.com, and you can also catch me on Fox News and Fox Business Network. I'm a contributor still at Fox News.
Well, very good. And I always appreciate with you and your husband, Tom, also. I always
yes.
take a kick out of him when
you.
I see him as well. You guys make a great team, and you're doing a great job. I appreciate your time with me tonight.
Thanks so much, Joe, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You know, you guys, you really, really, really have to protect us. You really have to step up. And when I say protect us, we can protect ourselves. I got it. I don't need you to protect me, so to speak. But what I do need, what we do need, don't be afraid. Okay? And when I, you know, when I talk about some of these people, you know, these people that are out there on the right that are screaming at, that doesn't fix anything. When you come at people, come at them with facts. When be willing to have a discussion, not a speak at, not a shout out, not a shout at. Be willing to have a conversation. Because that's the only way you're going to win them over. That's the only way you're going to bring them to us. All right. When we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about health share. Now, listen. Wouldn't you love to have a health program that you can actually take control of? You can actually make your own decisions. And it's not the insurance company. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Mancini, your host.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is insisting he got the best deal he could in a sex trafficking case a decade ago involving financier Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta says his office made an appropriate decision in securing a plea deal that let Jeffrey Epstein avoid federal prosecution.
There is a value to a sure guilty plea because letting him walk, letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward, would have been absolutely awful.
At a news conference, Acosta retraced steps federal prosecutors took in the case a decade ago when he was U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida. Acosta said state authorities planned to go after Epstein with charges that would have resulted in no jail time until his office intervened
and pressed for tougher consequences. President Trump is ordering the government to revamp the nation's care for kidney disease.
Some 30 million American adults have chronic kidney disease, and the president says for many, just staying alive is like a full-time job.
They have to work so hard.
He signed an executive order that would give more people with failing kidneys earlier chances for transplants by increasing the supply of donated kidneys and make it easier for patients to undergo dialysis in their own homes.
Reduce cost, transform care, and greatly improve the quality of life for kidney patients all across our nation.
The changes won't happen quickly, since some of the initiatives will need new regulations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Heavy rains will be pounding the Gulf Coast along Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana as a tropical disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico grows. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency and said National Guard troops and high-water vehicles would be positioned all over the state in advance of more heavy rain. On Wall Street, the Dow by 77 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Toyota is scrapping plans to build its Corolla car at a new factory under construction in Alabama.
Toyota will instead build a new unspecified SUV at the plant in Huntsville. The decision is being made in response to growing demand for SUVs and light trucks. For the first half of this year, Corolla sales are down 5.3%. Toyota will continue to build Corollas at its factory in Blue Springs, Mississippi. The new $1.6 billion Alabama plant is expected to start making vehicles in 2021. The factory will employ up to 4,000 workers. John Scott reporting.
As President Trump works to strengthen ties with Qatar, his education department is increasing its scrutiny of the country's funding. The department opened investigations into foreign funding at four universities. The schools are Georgetown, Texas A&M, Cornell, and Rutgers. Some conservatives say Qatar uses its wealth to push extremist views at U.S. college campuses. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The chairman of the Federal Reserve is raising big concerns over Facebook's plans to launch a cryptocurrency project.
Jerome Powell cautioning there are a lot of questions
regarding privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability.
Powell warning the project should not go forward until those concerns are addressed.
The process of addressing these concerns, we think, should be a patient and careful one and not a sprint to implementation.
A number of lawmakers have called on Facebook to suspend the project until the questions are answered.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Some Virginia miners for the coal company Black Jewel LLC says their paychecks are bouncing and they remain out of work as the company goes through bankruptcy proceedings. The Roanoke Times reports some workers say they're unsure if they still have jobs after reportedly being asked to stay home last week. One miner told the paper they think their pay is almost a month late as facilities remain at a standstill. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
For your next date night. Or client breakfast. Whether you're heading to the airport. Or your anniversary. No matter the event, black is always in style. The all-new Uber Black now offers premium vehicles, highly rated professional drivers, and even the ability to request a quiet ride. Uber Black. Predictably premium. Hear that? That's the sound of someone requesting a trip with the all-new Uber Black. And that's the sound of a luxury car door being opened by a professional driver. And that? The sound of a quiet ride. which you can now request right from the app. The all-new Uber Black now offers premium vehicles, highly rated professional drivers, and even the ability to request a quiet ride. Uber Black. Predictably premium.